Little Gina was raised under a curse. She was born, and she was born with eczema, real bad. I mean, she had these oozing, running sores all over her body the day she was born. Now then, when she's 6 and a half years old, somebody gave them Caitlin's Miracle. And they listened to Caitlin's Miracle, and they immediately called and said, "We want Thurman to pray for our daughter, and we know she will be healed." And so I talked to him, and I told him, I said, "No, it's not that simple." I said, "If your daughter was born with eczema, she was born under a curse." And I said, "You're going to have to find the sin and repent of it before we can get her healed." I said, "Once we find the sin and get the sin removed, then the curse is removed, then we can pray the prayer of faith, and God will restore your little daughter." So I sent them a bunch of CDs and DVDs, and they listened to them for months, and they'd call us back after 3 or 4 months and said, "We didn't have any idea how many sins we had in our life." I mean, how many people would think, you know, do all things without grumbling and complaining? That's not a sin. Of course it's a sin. How many people do that? Almost nobody. All of us grumble and complain, do we not? Sure. So, but, I mean, there's so many things that God tells us not to do that we don't know is sin. So I sent them a bunch of teachings. They listened to them for months. And after several months, they called and said, "We believe we've got every sin repented of. We're ready for prayer." So we prayed. Nothing happened. And they called back in 2 or 3 weeks, and we prayed. And I think everybody in this ministry center prayed for this little girl, who knows, 2 or 3 times in the next year and a half. We fight this battle with this little girl a year and a half. I told them, I said, "Don't give up, but you got to find the sin." And so I said, "Well, how are we going to find it?" I said, "Pray and ask God. He knows your sin." And so they really, the husband and the wife, really are good Christian people. They begin to really diligently seek God. "Lord, what is our sin? Why our little girl was born with eczema?" Finally, the woman, she called one morning and said, I woke up this morning and I heard from God that when I sat up on the side of the bed, I heard two words, lying and deception. Now see, those are two things God said he hates, lying and deception. I said, "Do you know what that means?" She said, "I do." I said, "So what does it mean?" She said, "Well, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to him and told him, I said, 'Honey, my biological clock is ticking, and I know that it's not going to be many years until I'm too old to have a child again, and I want to have one more baby before we get too old to have children.'" He said, "Absolutely not. We've got children. We've got all we need. I don't want any more, and I sure don't want one in high school when I'm 65. Now, see, the man thinks long term. The woman's thinking about holding this little thing in her arms. That's all she's interested in. She ain't worried about next month or next year, 15 years from now, she just wants to hold this baby. She wants another one. And so he says no. Now then, if the husband says no, what is the wife to do? She's to submit. She's to submit. She's to obey her husband. But she did not. She did everything she could to get pregnant, and in a few months, she got pregnant. When she finally got pregnant, then she went to her husband and said, "See, it must be God's will for us to have another baby after all. See here, I'm pregnant." Well, she was. And she brought forth a sick little girl. For 6 and a half years, she is sick. They tried to doctor her, not realizing she's born under a curse. But whenever they got to me, I told them, "She's born under a curse. We've got to find the sin. Then we can pray, and the little girl will be healed." But for a year and a half, we prayed for this little girl, and no results. Nothing. So whenever I finally told him, "You got to find it," when they went to God and the Lord revealed to her, it was her sin of lying and deception. And when she asked the Lord to forgive her, then she asked her husband to forgive her, and he did. Then they came back and we prayed one more prayer of faith for that little girl. And in 2 weeks, little Gina from Oregon was completely healed and God took every scar off of her body. Today, she's a beautiful little 10-year-old girl without a scar on her body. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? When he says don't sin, does he mean that? When he says get rid of all sin, does he really mean that? Isn't that amazing? He does mean that. And when he says sin brings forth death, he means that too. Isn't that amazing? But people just don't know God's Word, and that's what's wrong with us. We don't get in His Word and learn these things. But when we think about what Jesus answered there, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I think about this. Jesus only answered it as far as they ask it. Did this man sin or his parents? Neither one of them. But now, had they all sinned? Oh yeah. You know that all had sinned. There's nobody that has not sinned on the earth. They've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But in answer to their question, no, it wasn't the man's sin or the parent's sin that caused him to be born blind. But the curses are passed down to four generations under normal conditions. But if a child is conceived out of wedlock, in Deuteronomy 23:2, the curse goes 10 generations. 10 generations. You open the door to the devil. In other words, people that have sex outside of wedlock, they don't have a clue what the Word of God says. Not a clue. If you thought that you were going to have a wild spree with this girl that you're going to marry one day, maybe you plan on marrying, maybe you're just having fun, maybe you're just out having sex, and you get a girl pregnant, and you don't even really know what her name is or nothing. You just went out playing, and it happened to be the wrong time of the month, and this girl got pregnant, and then she brings a child forth, and that child is cursed to the 10th generation. And then they say that it never shows up for 8 generations from this child. Then all of a sudden, a child's born physically handicapped. Well, they said, but you know, I know the last 2 generations, and that's about as far back as most people know. And they were good people, church-going people, and everything. But this child's born handicapped. Now, don't tell me it's the parent's sin. But yet, if you go back and ask Jesus, he would go back to the 8th generation. And there, yes, Deuteronomy 23:2 is where you'll find that. A bastard. Y'all know what a bastard is? Yeah. A child born out of wedlock. And we wonder why we're living under the curses. But praise God. Now then, let's say, for instance, that you were born under a curse. Ma'am? Oh, question? Yes? That's a long time, isn't it? But you broke the curses and you got healed. Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. You will be healed. The Lord, for those, in fact, let me ask you a question now that we're talking about this in John 9, 2 and 3. When is the last time that you went to church and you walked in and somebody said, you don't look too good this morning. What's wrong with you? Well, I've got pneumonia. When's the last time you heard somebody say, why are you sick? Because of your sin or your parents' sins? When's the last time you heard that, Alan? You don't ever hear that, do you? Why did the disciples ask, why is this boy born blind? Because of his sin or because of his parents' sin? Because they understood the blessings and the curses. If we understood the blessings and the curses a little better, we would stop sinning. And then we would realize that if we walk in obedience to His Word and we walk in love, how much sickness would God take away from His church if we obeyed everything He said? That's what He said. I mean, even before He made the church, He promised the people that under the law that if they would walk in obedience to His Word, He'd take away how much sickness? I love that, don't you, brother? All of it. So that makes walking in obedience to His Word worthwhile, doesn't it? That way you can stand on His promises. And when the enemy comes and going to attack you, you can do like Z said a while ago. You can put your... Amen. Put your hand up and tell him, get out. You have no power over me. I'm a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King, and I'm walking obedient to His Word. And I have power over you, devil, and you got to obey me in the name of Jesus. And you drive him away. And you don't let him make you sick. That's just like the Lord says, you know, submit yourself to God and resist the devil. James 4:7, and he will flee from you. But when you submit yourself to God, what does that mean to submit yourself to God? Obey Him. Obey Him. Do what He walk in love. Do what He says. So that is amazing that the Lord showed you all those things. But just think, when I said a while ago, you cannot find a family nowhere. I don't care who they are. I don't care what color, creed, nationality, whatever we are, you ain't never going to find a family that 10 generations back there ain't been somebody born out of wedlock. You know, I mean, it happens. All the time it happens. And so that's why we need to learn how to break that power. Now let's go and see how to break that power. Let's go to Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Now we've been reading about the Abrahamic covenant. That's the blessings of God are in Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 through 14. Now let's go to Galatians 3, 13 and 14 and let's find out how to get set free. How to get healed. Now then in Galatians 3, 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now if Christ, you know the word redeemed is only used two places in the Word of God. The first place is used that pertains to your sin. When you come to Jesus, I don't care what you've done. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how many sins you've committed. When you come to Jesus and ask Him to forgive you and come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, He redeems you from sin. In other words, He washes away every sin you've ever committed. Somebody says, I have to confess all my sins to be forgiven. No. When you come to Jesus, if you're 20 or 30 or 40 years old and you've been sinning all those years, you don't even know what your sins are. If Jesus came to you today and said, you know, I'm going to save you, but you're 40 years old. And I'm going to save you, but before I save you, you're going to have to name every sin you've committed from the time you were born till right now. You know how many of us could get saved? None. That's right, brother. None of us. We couldn't remember all the sins. I bet you we can't remember the sins we've committed the last year. You know it? None of us. We just don't have that kind of memory. But God says He redeemed you from sin. And so when you just come and say, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me and save me. He said, that's all I need to know. I wash you away. I redeem you from all your past sins, and I forgive all your sins. Now then, we're real good about teaching that to the church. But there's another thing He redeemed you from. But we don't do a very good job teaching the church. And that's Galatians 3:13.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.